All right, get a chance to look inside the section on research inside the American Physical Therapy Association as we continue this PT month, looking inside the different parts that make up the American Physical Therapy Association. Make sure if you're sharing these are interviews online, use the hashtag ChoosePT to see just how far our reach can go on social media as a profession. As always, episodes brought to you by our longtime sponsors, Owens Recovery Science. They're a single source for PTs looking for certification in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and the equipment you need to apply it. Find Johnny and his team around the country and around the world teaching PTs how to use it in clinical practice. Find out where they're going to be, including some research and information about BFR at OwensRecoveryScience.com, as well as their new podcast.
Keep up with the show online, ptpinecast.com, and on the socials, at ptpinecast.
All right, here we go. As we move through PT month, a month celebrating your profession, looking inside each and every section of the APTA, bringing in Julie Tilson for today's episode. Julie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks. Great to be here.
Julie, what's your background? Tell everybody what you get to do in this cool profession of ours.
Oh, I have gotten to do a lot of great things in this profession. Right now, I am a professor of clinical physical therapy at the University of Southern California. I get to teach students. My focus is on evidence-based practice. I also am an administrator. I'm the director of our hybrid DPT program, where students are both at a distance from USC and then come to campus. I also do research in the area of implementation science, where I look at what are the best ways for us to help physical therapists integrate research into their day-to-day practice.
Wow, you are not holding back. You really do a lot of cool stuff.
I do. It's a great job.
Yeah. You're also a part of a particular section of the APTA, and that's why we bring on the show the different components that make up the American Physical Therapy Association. Looking inside the research section, we'll look at the back of the baseball card. Total members, 4,378. That's a pretty good sized group. Website, ptresearch.org. And if you want to follow them on Twitter, where a lot of different conversations happen, for better or for worse, on Twitter, you can find them at researchapta. Did I mess any of those things up, Julie?
No, you've got it.
All right. So now that we've got kind of the overhead, the 30,000 foot view, talk about the section. We know that there's an awareness, collaboration, and engagement. Those are the three things that the section is looking to put into play in terms of research. So talk about why you're involved in this particular section.
We are a big group of members of the APTA who are particularly interested in optimizing the integration of research into PT practice. We believe that the profession's success hinges on the development, dissemination, and implementation of research into practice. So we look at this from all different perspectives. We look at it from what do people need who want to get involved in research? What do people need who are dedicated, they've dedicated their careers to research, and they are trying to get funded and get their research out and advance their methodologies? And we also look at it from the clinician's perspective. How do you actually manage all that research that's out there? How do you deal with some of the challenges of evidence-based practice and knowledge translation? So we come at it from a lot of different angles because we know that we need to bridge the gap between research and practice to ultimately elevate the profession in the view of the rest of the community that we are a science-based profession and ultimately to get the best possible patient outcome.
Well said. I'm ready. Sign me up. Where do we take my money?
All right.
$35 a year for dues. If you're going to be anywhere in or around research, you've really got to be a member. And $35 a year seems like a steal to me, Julie.
It is. You know, we try to make it a low entry point. In fact, for DPT students, it's free.
Really?
So, really. So it's a great place for students to get their feet wet. And, you know, you read these articles in school or you read them as a clinician, you're like, gosh, I wonder what the backstory is behind this article. I wonder what these researchers are like. Why were they asking this question? Well, by being a member of the research section, you get the opportunity to network with these people, to get to know them, to get to see kind of the backside of how research is happening. And as an emerging or interested researcher, it's a fantastic opportunity as well to network. You know, that's what I think APTA ultimately is so much about. It's not everything that the APTA does, but by creating an opportunity for people to know each other and to communicate with each other and share ideas, we really advance the impact that we have. And so anyone who's interested in research related to physical therapy, yeah, you got to be a member.
Yeah, Sharon says it best, right? Better together.
Right. Absolutely.
All right, getting down. So now we've got the section. That's kind of the 30,000 view of the section, but you can get even smaller within the research section. You've got special interest groups, and I like to mention this as much as I can. If you're a member of the section, joining a special interest group is always no additional charge. So why not do it? Within your section, you've got biomechanics, early career researcher, qualitative research, and evidence-based practice. You want to go through those things just one by one, maybe just give us like, you know, a sentence or two about what they're about?
Yeah, absolutely. So the biomechanics SIG, their mission is to provide a forum for discussion, a venue for program development, and presence in the public arena as related to biomechanics research. The area of biomechanics research uses a lot of fancy technology and equipment, so they also have fostered a lot of relationships with industry, and that is also a fantastic reason to be a member of the Biomechanics SIG, so you can actually get to know the people that are making the technology that you need to be able to do your research well. The Early Career Researcher SIG, their mission is to provide resources and support physical therapist researchers as they first start to navigate their careers. You know, there's a whole experience about becoming a physical therapist and developing your career. Well, the same happens for people who get PhD trained and are developing their research careers. They need to figure out how to lead their labs, how to get grants, how to get their research published. And so they are a group of people that support each other in that growth process. The Qualitative Research SIG, their mission is to provide resources to support qualitative researchers. And you don't hear a lot about qualitative research, but it's a really important part of understanding the patient perspective about what it is we do as physical therapists. And because it is sometimes underrepresented, they do a great job of making sure that our conversation includes the methodology of qualitative research. And then the Evidence-Based Practice SIG, I will say I'm very happy to have been part of the group that started that SIG.
Yeah.
And we started it because we didn't feel at the time like there was a place for clinicians and educators of clinicians to really talk about the methodology of teaching evidence-based practice to students as well as implementing research and practice. And so that's what they focus on, is that discussion about once the research is out there, what do we do with it to make sure that it benefits our patients?
Well said. All right. So that's the special interest groups, the little nooks and crannies that you can get into when you're in the section on research. Let's talk about other reasons. I always like to show value, right? And the things that you can get out of it. You've got resources available on your website, ptresearch.org. Edge Task Force. Talk a little bit about that.
The Edge Task Force is an APTA-wide focused initiative working on making sure that we're using the best outcome measures across physical therapy. And the section on research collaborates with other sections on their Edge Task Forces to make sure that our voice is part of the conversation about measurement in physical therapy.
Edge, I knew of the Edge Task Force for a long time, had no idea what it meant, but before we talked, I looked it up. Evaluation database to guide effectiveness. I'm never going to forget that now.
They percolate through all kinds of things when it comes to evidence-based practice and best practices in physical therapy.
Absolutely.
A great group.
CPGs, clinical practice guidelines. We just had a great one on with Rich Willey about patellofemoral pain. How does the research section facilitate CPGs?
So we are part of the conversation. Okay, the CPG is either being developed, and we have people within the section on research who have specialty training in how to develop a CPG, and they collaborate with different sections to help foster excellence in methodology of CPG development. And then our evidence-based practice SIG helps us to remember that once a CPG is published, it hasn't changed practice.
Right.
You really have to go through a knowledge translation process to actually understand, okay, now that we know what the evidence says is best practice, how do we actually get that into the clinic? How do we help clinicians change their behaviors to align with what's recommended in CPGs? So a lot of the research section's energy does go into CSM, so I invite everybody to come check out our programming at CSM, which is in Denver, February 12th to the 15th. So we will have presentations there about how do you work with this CPG? How do you advance CPG integration in this area? And we often team up with other sections to talk about their particular CPGs that they've published in the past year.
Yeah, it seems like the overarching themes, especially included your logo, awareness, collaboration, engagement, it feels a little bit like what, so what, now what, which was the mantra of my professor in PT school, Dr. Jason Craig, who taught me EBP, which was, okay, what do we want to know? That's great, but what are we going to do with it? And then how do we actually put it to play?
Exactly. The awareness is really, if we aren't aware of what physical therapy research is being published, if we aren't aware of how to make ourselves stronger as a profession in the level of research that we publish, we're missing opportunities, right? Yeah. So we're pushing awareness from all levels, from the methodology of what we produce to grants that our researchers could be getting to implementation. Collaboration is those connections. So we want to connect researcher to researcher, researcher to clinician, and help the clinician connect to the patient. And then engagement, this is an opportunity to make sure that research isn't happening in a silo. It's not happening just in one institution or another, that people between universities are talking to each other, people between universities and clinics are talking to each other, so that it's a common conversation and that research isn't something on the side. It's something that's really in the center of what people think about physical therapy as a profession.
Another reason why you should join, you guys have a electronic section newsletter keeping members up to date.
Absolutely. The newsletter is super important to, you know, the pulse of what's going on around the year. We put a lot of effort into promoting both emerging stars as well as established stars in the profession. And so we have quite a few different awards. We nominate people for national APTA awards. We have our own section awards. We have traveling fellow awards for new PhD trained researchers. And we have student travel awards to help make sure that our students are getting out to National Student Conclave and CSM and other conferences. So all of that kind of year-round activity, kind of celebrating people who have been engaged with the section, as well as saying, here's another opportunity to get engaged. That's all shared through our newsletter. And another thing that we do is we have every 3 to 5 years or so, we have a section retreat. Our section retreat is planned for July of 2020, and we are going to be looking at research results and methodologies associated with wearable technology, tele and mobile health, wearing robotics, you know, these types of things that are emerging topics that we want to understand. What is the best research right now, and how are we researching these things to better understand them as they become part of practice?
Sign me up. Those topics sound really cool. That's the future, right? And I guess
that's right.
You want to understand it, so that's where you start.
Right. And these are these great, you know, 100, 150 people kind of smaller conference, kind of the opposite of what CSM gives you, which is just massive and powerful. These are small, intimate opportunities to talk to everybody, have great conversations, and really advance your thinking in these areas.
Wow, that sounds cool. All right. Again, website ptresearch.org is how you can connect. And again, we mentioned their Twitter feed, which is at ResearchAPTA, as well as a Facebook page. If someone were listening right now, what would you say to them in terms of what's the reason you're still a member of this particular section?
You know, I honestly have to say, you need to try out different sections and you will find a home and you will find your people. And the reason I'm a member is I showed up to Cocktails and Cogitation, which is our social event that we do on Saturday evening at CSM. I went to our Eugene Michaels Forum, which is this fantastic forward-looking debate we have every year between leaders in the profession. And I thought, these are my people. This is where I feel at home. This is where the conversations are happening that I'm super excited about. And having an opportunity to interact with those people and now getting to be a leader in the area, that just keeps me super excited and makes me want to be engaged. And I think that's what's important for people that haven't necessarily met a section. You know, show up, try it out. You know, not every section is for everybody, but if you find your people in the APTA, I think it makes it feel like so much more of a home and a place where you have influence and connection. So I encourage everybody to check out lots of sections until you find your people, and then get engaged in leadership, because that's how you make friends. is by being on task forces, being on committees. You know, I have friends that I'm friends with them because 20 years ago, I was on a committee with them in the neurology section. And now they're lifelong friends. And that keeps you really feeling like part of the APTA and part of our professional association.
Well said. All right, Julie, last thing we do on the show is called your parting shot.
This is the parting shot.
All right, parting shot, your last chance for either a mic drop moment or a soapbox moment, whatever you want to call it. What would you say to the audience who's interested in the section on research in the APTA?
This is what I want people to know. Research is an integral part of the success and the future of physical therapy. If we are not a research-based profession that also takes into account clinician expertise and patient perspective, we do not have a strong future. We want a strong future, we want to do great things for patients, and we want to feel like the profession has a really healthy foundation. And by being a member of the section on research and getting involved, you can make a difference in advancing and supporting that initiative to be an evidence-based, research-based profession that we can be proud of.
President of the Section on Research in the APTA, Julie Tilson, thank you so much for the inside look. And listen, you convinced me. I'm in. I'm on the way.
Awesome. We welcome you.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
All right, show today brought to you by the Brooks Institute of Higher Learning, an innovator in providing advanced post-professional education. Brooks IHL offering continuing education courses in numerous specialty areas, 6 PT residency programs, an OMPT fellowship, as well as challenging but rewarding internships. The IHL specializes in the translation of information from evidence to patient management. Learn what they can do for you to support your professional development at brooksihl.org.
Our home on the internet.
PTPintcast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting
to providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.